Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Into the Night with Sean Kelly. Hello, Sebastian Moran. Hello, Cindy Simpson. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in tonight. This is Tuesday night edition of my show, Into the Night, with me, Sean Kelly. Hey, Michael Anthony, good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. I want to thank you, PRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi, for allowing me to share an hour of me with you guys all over the world and in the chat room and in the United States. I got an interesting show. Oh, forgot. I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring my show. Without Carnation, honestly, I don't know where I'd be today. But everything happens for a reason, and I'm a happy camper. But I got an interesting show tonight. So I was driving to work, and it was like about 5:30 in the morning, and it was still dark out. And I drove by Denise McConnell. I've had that streetlight thing happen for different periods of time over the years. Yes. Well, going to work, that was Denise McConnell said that. Hi, Denise. But today, you know, I was going to work. And this is what brought up my topic tonight, because honestly, I didn't have one. But all of a sudden, I drive by the streetlight and it goes off. And then, as I pass the streetlight, it comes back on again. And this just did not happen to me today. I mean, like Denise, I always experience. And it's kind of crazy, don't you think? You know, when it first started to happen, I didn't think about it. And it started over like 20 years ago. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I came up with the idea that, you know what, it must be a ghost. It must be spirit saying hello to me or give me a warning or something like that. So I'm driving to work this morning, and it happened, not only once, but twice. And I was like, wow. And I said, this is going to be my show tonight. Now, I've heard other shows, talk hosts that have talked about this, but it's been a while. And so I figured I would just like bring it up and talk about it a little bit, you know. I mean, I find it very, very interesting. Well, I do have my notes here. You know, thank you for the Castle Sandon Library for allowing me to use their computer, you know, and their printer. And I got some stuff here that seemed to be pretty interesting. But there's also a bunch of people that think we're nuts. A lot of people think that, you know, you're drinking too much or you're high on some dope. And I tell you what, I've been sober for a long time and I've been drug free for a long time, but it still happens to me. But I guess this is America, okay? I'm not guessing, it is America, and we have that freedom of speech. So I read what people say, and I just shake my head, and I'm like, oh, well, okay, if that's how you feel, then fine, that's great. But I come to find out back in 1993, a lady wrote a book about it. And the name of the book, okay, what was it? I do have it in my notes. So, yeah, by Hillary Evans, okay, and her book, The SLI Effect. But before I go into her a little bit, if the street lights go out when you pass them, you may have a very specific psychic power. So people in the chat room, do you think it's psychically involved? Do you think it's paranormal? So many people claim to have psychic powers. Some could be construed as regular human senses, like feeling someone staring at you, while others like telepathic communication and mind reading are met with great skepticism. And I can understand that. You know, I guess it, you know, it's what we were taught, it's what we were, you know, at a very young age, not to believe everything you hear or see. Or could also be people who kind of like have the ability, but don't want to explore it more. Okay. Like, for instance, and I've done this. I hate when people drive on my ass, especially at night with their high beams. I really do. I don't like it. And then it's like I say in my mind, I'm like, slow down. And the car actually slows down that's behind me. Now, did that person read my mind, or the angry energy that I had in myself, did it somehow, you know, messed the car up for it to slow down? But it happens all the time. Am I crazy? No, I'm just me. Do I know I have, I hate to call it psychic powers or stuff like that. It's not, I don't like that. That's more like, you know, advertising yourself as a psychic. I don't believe that, you know, at the beginning of my so-called psychic abilities, I used it, got a big ego trip off of it, and it didn't get me nowhere but a whole bunch of misery. So now I've learned that, you know, I do have this ability. And do I think it's great to have something like this? No, I don't. It's not great. In fact, more than likely, to me, it's a curse. Knowing what's going to happen, Denise McConnell. I don't know if it's paranormal. Denise McConnell says, I don't know if it's paranormal or maybe there's something about my energy, but I absolutely know what you're talking about. It seems to come in waves for me. Crazy, huh, Denise? But I will tell you this, Denise, you know, there's a lot of people out there, especially that lady who wrote that book, okay, and of course, like Hillary Evans, and she thinks that people who are able to make these lights go off have psychic abilities, that they have a certain energy about them that automatically shuts these lights off and turns them back on. And then you get, you know, people who say, well, the bulb is getting old, or, you know, something, there's like some misconnection in the lights that it makes it go off. You know, they always come up with an explanation. But what I don't understand is, if it's a bad connection on the street light, okay, if it's a bad, you know, connection, why does it come back on again and stays on? Craziness, isn't it? It's a bunch of craziness. But, like, you know, as the show goes on, I'm just going to look at my notes and explain a little bit. But it is one strange anomaly that has baffled scientists, is the ability of some people to make streetlights turn off as they get near them. This weird and mystifying occurrence is known as street light interference phenomenon. That's what it's called. And what is street light interference phenomenon? Street light interference is supposedly something that thousands of people around the world possess. Those who have this unique affliction are known as SLID, D-E-R-S, sliders. So I guess Denise were sliders. You know, do I truly believe that we do have such a gift, that the energy that we do have could somehow make it turn on? How about the times here on my ring light that I have in front of me when I do my show? And Cindy Simpson can verify that there's times that it goes off and on when I'm in a deep conversation with, you know, with you guys. You know, and automatically my mind's thinking, you know, hey, that's spirit up there telling me hello. It's crazy. And so I say hello back. Because I'm not going to dwell on the situation. I know it took me a long time to realize that I was the one was actually causing it. So whenever you're out there driving, everybody, and I'm sure more than just me and Denise have experienced this, I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that experience this phenomenon. Brittany. Hey, Brittany, Music for Life. Hello. Good to see you, hon. Thank you for stopping into the show. And I'm okay with it, you know? Somehow, for me, and I don't know how you feel, Denise, when it happens to you, but somehow for me, you know, I feel like that it's like also not only a spirit, but it also could be my guardian angel. Because I don't know about you, when I drive, I don't pay attention sometimes, and I get in a daze, or not a daze, but a glare where I'm looking straight ahead and thinking of other things, you know? And sometimes it happens before an accident happens or whatever. But I call it my, like, protection, my guardian angel. You could go with that too. So what happened was with this accident that I was almost in, of course I was going to work. I was driving it in the morning, which was dark out, and all of a sudden, like, two street lights before I got to them went off. I'm like, that's strange. And then all of a sudden I saw a car barreling out. He blew a stop sign, and I nearly hit him. Seriously, I nearly hit him, T-boned him. And I believe at that time when those two streetlights went out, okay, when them two streetlights went out, that was somebody up there saving my ass from being in the hospital or being dead, or me killing that dude, man. Gary, hey Gary, good to see you, buddy. Gary says, I think either a spirit or I have interference when I drive down the road. As I pass each streetlight, they go off, and as I pass, they turn back on. Not one particular road, but everywhere. Yes. Yes, Gary. And Sebastian says, you are right. Driving can be hypnotic. And Cindy says, yes, I definitely have seen it many times go off and on. And what she's talking about there, ladies and gentlemen, is my ring light in front of me, you know? So there's nothing that that will ever change my mind about the situation, okay? I definitely have the energy. And if you're an energy worker or if you're energy that you produce through your body goes out there, right? Then you do have the ability to do it. I know it doesn't happen to my son. It don't happen to my brother. It never happens to my brother. Never with my mom. And not with a lot of people that I do know. But it seems that, because I have many discussions with other people about this. And a lot of them have come up and said, I don't know why this is happening. And then I come to find out that they're really, really big into energy work. A lot of them don't know a lot about their energy that they have. But you know what? That's okay. You know, maybe they're not supposed to know about it. Maybe, you know, maybe one day something's going to happen and they're actually going to realize that they have the ability to release a ton of energy out there in the universe for good or for bad. Okay? All right. Now, 2 minutes. Okay, through incidents, okay, this is crazy, now check this out, right? Through incidents of purported streetlight interference, go back to the 1800s. The term, also called high voltage syndrome, was coined by paranormal author Hillary Evans. And you know what, ladies and gents, I'm going to try and see if I can get a hold of her and see if she would come on the show. And we can talk a little bit about her book, you know, the SLI effect. That would be great. You know, hopefully, you know, I can get her on. I'll look her up and ask her to actually come on the show and just see where she come up with this. Gary says, I was driving down the road with my spirit box on, not saying anything to it, just listening. And as I was passing the hospital, a voice came out of the box out of nowhere in said hospital. Oh, wow. So, yes, Gary, no doubt, it's a spirit. But let me ask you guys, and do this experiment, because I have done it in my car, okay? I haven't done it in my truck yet, but I have done it in my car to where I go to an AM station that I know is a bunch of white noise. And just play it while you're driving. You will get hypnotized, trust me, with the noise. But every now and then, there's a couple of words that pop out sometimes. And as Gary was saying with his spirit box, that's basically what, you know, here is an AM deal, is an AM signal on a radio. And yes, Gary, I would drive, not ask questions, know nothing about it, and all of a sudden I'd get some voices on it. So it's like, cool. You know, so actually, Gary, if you look at it though, dude, you were kind of had this paranormal experience while you were driving. You know, and I'm sure you're not the only one. I'm sure there are other people out there that have something like that happen. I mean, there's times when, you know, I'm driving or walking, and all of a sudden, I just get this, like, energy that just comes over me, like somebody standing next to me. You know, a long time ago, yeah, that would bug me out. But now I'm so used to it, it's okay. But there's a lot of people out there that don't really understand it. And I'm here to tell you, you know, if you're ever in a situation or if you're ever in a place that all of a sudden you feel like the eyes are upon you and you're the only one in the room or you're the only one in the car, don't run. Don't be afraid of it. Because it's like the guardian angel, it's like your spirit guide, whoever is there protecting you. I truly believe that if it was a so-called demon, you know, I will, you know, I've my own thoughts on that word demon. But if it's not a happy spirit, if it's not a very good spirit, then I'm sure it would try to distract you and get you into an accident. You know, if I can give you some advice, just don't show no fear and just keep driving. But feel honored that there is somebody there, not in real person, but it's a spirit, kind of looking after you. You know, people think I'm nuts if I tell you that. I'm not. Well, so y'all think I'm nuts, and then I'm nuts. But I'm not. Brittany, Music for Life, says, I use the spirit box once in a while, but I mainly rely on my natural abilities, yes. 6 months ago, my kids was with their dad, and I went to lay down and covered up, and I heard my oldest son's voice clear as can be, and it was very uncomfortable. I cleansed my home, and everything has been okay since. Well, I'm glad everything, you know, turned out okay, and that was a good move. You know what's crazy about that, Brittany? Now, you know, if you work in the paranormal field, that ghosts do mimic other people's voices, you know? And if you're new to paranormal investigating, don't use the spirit box by yourself. Have somebody there that kind of knows what's going on. Or have, you know, really, really, really protect yourself on it, okay? That nothing gets in like that. Brittany, you did the smart move by doing that, yes. But being in a car to have somebody sit next to you, that's pretty cool, to be honest with you. Hold on now, says here. Okay, it says here, why do street lights turn off when I go by them? If you are, in fact, a slider, like I am, and so is Denise, and so is Gary, a slider, your energy is interacting with the physical world around you. This can happen with anything that uses electrical impulses, such as a television remote control, toys, and radios, as explained by TikToker and medium Diane Wargala in the video she shared. So Jamar, hey Jamar, good to see you. She says, people think we walk alone. We do not. We walk with our ancestors. They follow us. They are beside us, or they are with us. That's true, Jamar. But there's a lot of people out there, you know, that really don't kind of like understand that, you know. And the ones that don't understand that are the first one to criticize me and others who have this ability, you know. And you know what? That's okay. There's no reason for them to get mad at them. There's no reason for shun them off. In fact, there's a thing that maybe you're supposed to show them. But just don't go out and broadcast it. Hey, you know, you probably have a spirit following you, or you have an angel watching you, or whoever. As Jamar puts it, an ancestor. Okay? But don't go broadcasting it, because then people are going to really look at you like you're nuts. And all of a sudden, that's when the rumors start going around, and then you get a bad name for yourself. And that's okay. Well, it's not okay. It really is not okay. But for me, it's okay, because I've been through it. I've been through it with a lot of people. And it's just, okay, if this is what you believe, that it's people like us on drugs or getting drunk that are, you know, that we're seeing these lights go off like this, you're entitled, but it's not the truth. It's not true. And I bet you, anybody out in this world tonight, when you're driving at night, everybody who listens to my podcast all over the world and here in the States, I can guarantee it, someone's going to experience the street light going off as you pass it. Gary says, question. Sean, have you ever met Teresa Caputo? I have not. Gary, I have not met her. No. I watch her shows every now and then. But I see, I have a problem. And I'm not trying to be egotistical or not like that. I'm trying to stay as humble as possible. But I think people who have psychic shows like Teresa Caputo and that asshole John Evans, and he's an ass because he want to go there. But they're not sure to help people. But in the meantime, you know, they're out there to make a buck for themselves. You know, and I figured like this, God gave me a gift to help people, not take their monies. I mean, it gets to the point, Gary, honestly, that people will not make a move unless they contact their psychic. And then they got to pay all this money for this psychic to tell them to do something. I have a problem with it when people exploit themselves for money like that. You know, to be honest with everybody out here, you know, that's listening to my show, I could make a ton of money. A lot of money. But I don't believe in that. I believe that whenever something good happens to me, after I got done helping somebody, then that's my reward. Or that is my gift from spirit, you know, telling me, hey, thank you for helping this lady out, and I'm going to give you this. And that's it, whatever it is, you know. I mean, I see them on this money that they make. And Gary, I'm going to be honest with you. A long time ago, there was this one psychic reader, and all she did was write books. Okay, and that's all she did was write books. And so she was on the Montel Williams show. I don't know if anybody remembers that show, Montel Williams. Okay. And this guy stood up and asked her a question about his health. And she came right out and said, you only got a month to live. Quote, unquote. You only have a month to live. No one knows when you're going to die. No one knows when other people are going to die. Okay? Only God knows. Or Allah, or whoever you believe in. I mean, it's in the book. The date and time. And that turned me off from a lot of readers or so-called psychic people going on TV and making a lot of money doing this kind of stuff. You have no right to tell somebody they're going to die in a month. And I was praying that guy would go back on that show in a month and say, hey, I'm alive. I guess you were wrong. But here's the real nastiness about that woman. For a 1 hour reading from her, $5,000. And that is the truth. And there's only one other reader that, you know, that she will send other people to. And he charges $2,500. Isn't that ridiculous? That's insane. That's really insane. It's craziness. That much money. But, okay. All right, Denise McConnell says, I think spirits are playing with us. I keep losing connection while you're talking. okay. I understand. I'm sorry that you do. Now, and of course, Cindy, she's my number one follower, You know, she watches all my shows, and I'm grateful for it. But whenever I have my brother on, I don't know if you've been on watching the show when I have my brother Patrick on, but our communication is crazy. I can't hear him. I'm always breaking up, or else I'm stuttering. Yeah, it's wild. But but Denise, to get back to you, your little sponsor, I think the spirits are playing with us. Yes, they are, definitely. Brittany Music for Life says very common. It's true. And Rose, I am keeping really well. I'm sorry that I wasn't be able to return how I was feeling last week, because I did have a guest on. But I'm doing great, Rose. How are you doing? I hope everything's going okay for you. And I'm still trying to figure out your first name, you know. But yeah, Rose, I think about you and to see how you're doing. It's all cool. But ladies and gentlemen, I am going to take, it's that time to, you know, take that little 70-second break. And if you need to go out, get a cigarette, go to the bathroom, get something to drink, feel free to do so. And I will see you back in 70 seconds. Hey, welcome back to the second part of my show, Into the Night with Sean Kelly. Again, I want to thank you, PRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. I also want to thank Joe Monteldo, who's the owner of the station, for allowing me to spend an hour with you, you know, sharing my thoughts. And also, I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring my show tonight. Now, if there's anybody out there listening who wants to be part of the show, if you have a topic, please go to the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society Facebook page and send me a message, and definitely get you on, and we could talk about what you want to talk about. Rose is fine. I'm glad you are. Cindy says, yes, that is so sad. Taking advantage of people wanting help. It is. It is, Cindy. You know? And that's how I feel about it. And I'll be honest with you, when I first started doing the psychic readings, and I did them, I was, you know, I'm good, and I still am good. And I remember one time, and I'll share my story with everybody here, since you know I'm happily to share my stuff with you. But I was working on a psychic phone line, psychic talk line. It was a very popular one, okay? And so one night I'm working, and this lady calls me from New Orleans, and it's true. It's a true story. And I gave her an hour reading, okay? And at the time, when I took it for her, I didn't take her, but the company took her for $400 for 1 hour. And then what happened was, after we got done with the hour, you know, 10 minutes later, she calls back and she wanted another reading. And I said to her, I just gave you a reading. Well, I want another one. And I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Because I know that this company was going to keep her, you know, you know, take more money off of her. So I dropped the call. I hung up on her. And in like 10 minutes later, I was really thinking about it. I said, I can't do this no more. All that lady wanted to do was just talk to somebody. I was like, no, can't. I'm not going to allow this company to take all their money just because they want somebody to talk with. It's not right. But yes, Cindy, it is sad when people take advantage of other people. It really is. But back to the, you know, when we first started, the show is called, we talk about this, you know, street lights. You know, whenever you drive by, you know, they turn off, and then after you pass them by, they turn back on again. People have this ability to use their energy to affect things on a regular basis are thought to have a unique, elevated energy that facilitates these interesting happenings in their lives. Machines and devices pick up on this intense power emanating from within. And I'll be the first one to admit, my phone. I mean, sometimes I think my phone, is possessed, you know, because it calls people at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sleeping by that time. But yeah, I mean, there's sometimes with the machinery, like at work. Okay, I'm running a saw, right, and I'm cutting needle on the saw, and all of a sudden it shuts off for no reason. And that has happened to me 3 or 4 times already. It just shuts off. Or I walk by the radio at work, and I mean, it's a clear station, everything is perfect, and all of a sudden I get like this, I walk right past it, and it's like this static that just comes out of nowhere. But once when I pass the radio, okay, it just goes back to being normal again. And there are ghosts where I work at. There are ghosts. So if you can look at it, if you want to, you know, get fiction on it, I would go with the movie Carrie, but I wouldn't get that, you know, craziness about how she started fires and stuff like that. But it's crazy. Now, Wargella says that when she is apprehensive about a machine, it picks up on the apprehension and just won't work. Well, to be honest with you, I can understand where she's coming from. And I believe that is her energy, you know, her fear of that piece of machinery, okay? And if she is true to her word about her energy, it's going to shut off. It definitely is going to shut off, or it won't work. And with the saw blades, with me cutting on the saw, or just shutting off, and it's crazy. But it just won't work. It breaks down. Now, is that me? Is that this more Wargella? Are we like saying, well, I don't want to use the machine tonight, so I'm going to unleash all my energy that I have so it doesn't work, so I don't have to work? Or is it another energy source that surrounds us that actually makes it happen? Brittany, Music for Life, says, when I am really emotional and I feel very intense, there are times when the TV shuts off by itself, or even a light shuts off and comes back on. I've been able to learn to control it some. Thank you for sharing that, Brittany. And I know 3 or 4 close people that I do know that happens to them too. The craziest thing about it is it happened to them in church. They were sitting in church, okay, and the one dude, he has a ton of energy, tons of energy. He don't want to deal with it, though. But all of a sudden, he's getting his little son baptized, okay? This is a true story, a true story. He's sitting there with the baby and his wife, and all of a sudden a light above him in the church went out. No other lights went out, just that one that was on top of him. And when he moved, the light turned back on again. Hey, Joe Fox, good to see you. Hey, it's okay for being late, sir. It's not a problem. I'm glad you got to, you know, to drop in and say hello. Thank you for coming in. But yeah, and Brittany, with you, yes. Not so much being emotional with me, unless you want to call anger emotion. But when I used to get really, really, really angry, you know, all hell would break loose. And it's true. I broke a glass or two. I have. You know, or did damage to people's equipment and stuff like that, but not with my hands. And that's a true story. You know. But I realized at the time that I did that, that I really need to control my anger. I need to control my energies so I don't hurt anybody. And by the grace of God, I have not hurt anybody yet with my energies that I do have. But it just seems like I was saying before in the first half of the show, it just seemed like this only happens to people who are like energy workers, who are like people who work, you know, in the spirit world. You know, if you're a Wiccan, if, you know, stuff like that, being a seer or a sensitive, whatever, it only happens to them. And you know what the crazy thing is, Brittany? It's real hard to actually take control of, you know, the energies a lot. That's just like being an empath. And there's a lot of empaths out there. And you can't control that empathic energy that we have. You can't do it. I don't care what you do, you can't control. And so, is it possible when we start to feel other people's feelings, when we know what a person is thinking about, what we know what that person is going to do, and it's not a good thing, is that our positive energy protecting us from getting hurt? Could be. Could be. Let me see where we at. Okay, there's another question. Is high voltage syndrome, which was in her book, real? As you might imagine, there is a lot of skepticism surrounding streetlight interference, especially in the absence of any studies duplicating the effect and allowing researchers to dig into why it happens. Of course, there's a few logical reasons it might happen as well. Okay, now here is the scientific part about this whole thing. Okay, this is what the skeptic comes up with. And what I'm doing is the light's burning out. Street lights can start to burn out, and when that happens, they begin to flicker. We have all been in a parking lot and noticed one of the lamps meant to keep you safe flickering and creating that the creepy feeling that you might be in danger. As lights near their expiration date, they start to do something called cycling, where they turn on and off unpredictably. That's a long word. And so if that's what they believe, hell yeah, let them believe that. But I know different. Brittany knows different. Cindy knows different. Denise knows different. No. And Greg, he knows what's different. But you can't argue with anybody. You can't. You just accept what they, you know, what they have to say and accept it. Numbskull, there's a lot of things that people have a hard time accepting what I say. Oh, there it goes. Now we're losing people in the chat room, but that's okay. Because they think I'm crazy, more than likely. But all in all, okay, now, a couple more here. Automated or motion detecting lights. Then there are security lights that turn on and off at specific times. It could be purely consensual that you approach one of these at the perfect time. Well, that's ridiculous. That one I'm saying is ridiculous. So what else we got here? Okay, a confirmation bias, okay, is when you believe something to be true and just need to prove what you already know. If you approach a streetlight and it flashes off, it will only confirm your deeply embedded belief that you are a slider. Many things can make a street lamp turn on and off and on. Just because it happened as you came by doesn't necessarily allude to the caution temperatures, electrical issues, and the malfunctions are just a few of the reasonable explanations for this SLI phenomenon. However, those who believe an extrasensory phenomenon, like psychic abilities, may be more apt to believe that they do, in fact, have a high voltage syndrome. And I guess that's what we have, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is a high voltage syndrome. So, well, I hope a lot of people got some stuff out of tonight's show. So the next time you're driving around and all of a sudden see a streetlight go off when you go under it or before you go to, before you drive under it, and consider it as a spirit saying hello to you. That is the best thing I could tell you. Just consider it a spirit trying to say hello to you. You know? And everything's going to be okay. If you want, let's see, what's that lady's name again? Let me get it back here again. Her name is Hillary Evans. And her 1993 book is The SLI Effect. If you want to learn more, go get her book. If you want to learn more about this phenomenon, please feel free, Google it, man. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it a lot. I seriously am going to try to get her on the show. And we can have a conversation about it. That would be pretty neat. But what I want to do is take a couple minutes here, okay, and get off this subject. And I would like to talk about all the bad things that are happening in America today. Now, you can leave my show. Cindy Simpson, that's a beautiful statement. The ones that matter are still here. Thank you, Cindy. There's a lot of bad going out there in America today. And I guess you can actually say that evil is actually almost taken over. The cops that got killed, the other five that got hurt. I mean, they're praising the guy who did the shooting. Okay, maybe the police were a little too intense on trying to get this, you know, this guy to take his gun away, or, you know, because he had like a warrant or something like that. The cops didn't have to go in forcefully. Evil is winning. Yes, Joe, it is. It is winning right now. But, people are just like telling this man that he's great. He had a constitution. I'm not even going to get into it, but he had a constitution to protect himself, which is true, he did. But if you are wanted for a warrant, you know, and you see all this SWAT people coming in at you, You know what? Just take it like a man and open up the door and go to jail. But it's not just that. All these protests that are happening all over these universities. It's sad. It's sad. And for what? To cause grief? I mean, Columbia, what a beautiful college. That's where a lot of smart kids go. And what are they doing? What are they doing? They're protesting. But I did find out today, I did read the news today. And it was real news. It wasn't fake news. It was real news. They arrested over 100 people up in Colombia. And do you know out of 100 people in Colombia, at least 30 or 40 of them were outside people that had nothing to do with Colombia? They were paid to be there. But I'm just tired of all the bad that's happening out in this world right now. And it's just continuing. So please, everybody, protect yourselves. Protect yourselves. And pray for the people who are doing this nasty thing. How about that one priest down in, was it New Zealand or Australia? Some kid, 15 years old, went up on the altar and started stabbing him with a knife. And talking about divine intervention on that, the kid couldn't get the knife out of the sheath. So the priest really wasn't hurt that bad. And the crazy thing is, when that priest went back on and was doing his homily at his mass, he prayed for the kid who attacked him. This world got to be a better place. I don't know what I would, you know, I was raised different. And I guess this is the new deal or whatever. I don't know. But all I know is for me, I do the best I can to protect my family, protect my friends, and pray for people. That's all I can do for now. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for coming to the show tonight. Joe Fox says, I smell a botched job on that one. No reason for all of them dead. No reason. And that's true, Joe. It is true. There is no reason for it. There's no reason for, you know, those people to protest like they're protesting. You know, they have the right to do it. But not like that. No. But again, thank you everybody for coming to the show tonight. I hope you learned something. I thought it came out to be a very good show, and I'm glad all my people were here listening to it. Children, if you can, please, please, please go to your parents, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. And parents, please go to your children and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And if you don't have no children, if you have no parents, find somebody. Find somebody. And good night, Joe. And find somebody, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. Because those three words, I love you, go a long way. And good night. Happy, you know, have a happy evening. And I will definitely see you Sunday night. Enjoy life the best you can. Good night, everybody.